Hello, lovely. So we are back, and this is a fun podcast episode. They are all fun, but this one I'm recording live over on TikTok. So shout out to the TikTok viewers right now who are watching. This is the new account, okay? And yes, my podcast lovelies, I am going to give you the name. I've been holding out on the name, and a few of you guys have found me. But if you follow me over on the Luna Ashley, no dots, no dashes, no nothing, the one with 88,000, I did start a new witchy account, a new manifestation account where we're diving deep. That's really what we're focusing in on. Now, this podcast is going to stay the same, right? So a lot of you guys are watching me on that account. You ready for it? It's Dear Luna XO, right? Somebody double check me. I believe it's Dear Luna. It might be Hey Luna XO. I think it's Dear Luna XO. Dear Luna XO, okay, is where you are going to find me. And I don't know why in my mind, I'm like, it might be Hey Luna XO. Anyways, that's where to find me. This podcast is going to stay the same. It's going to be a mashup, as always, like you know, of intuition meets your business. Now, if you are watching this on my new account or you found this podcast from this new account, yes, let me introduce myself, okay? I'm Luna. I have been in the social media marketing space for the past, holy bananas, 10 years? Don't quote me on that. I need to go back and count. But I have built a multi-six-figure business online. So some of you guys are finding me on this new account with only 4,000 and going, who's this lady? Well, you guys, that's who I am, okay? I build very successful businesses. I mentor and coach people, and I'm just having a lot of fun over here with my new friends, all right, who are engaged in some certain algorithms that are just fun for me. And I've had a few really interesting conversations, and this podcast is going to be about limiting beliefs. But for some of you guys, one of your limiting beliefs, I want to bring this up, is that you can't just have this fun thing that you do. I was talking with a couple people actually about this who found me over here. It's like, but like, why? Why? You're obviously extremely successful over here on this other thing. Why would you? Because it's fun. Because I can. Because I want to. Because I actually genuinely enjoy social media. Because I do believe it is a platform, and I know it is a platform that has radically changed my life. It is a magical platform. And there is a way to bring manifestation, intuitive practices, oracle, tarot, all of that, okay, my witchy humans, into your business. And if you don't have a business, into your life, to catapult it into the direction of your desires, all right? And this kind of segues us into what we are going to be talking about, which is limiting beliefs. Limiting beliefs is one of my favorite topics to talk about, because here's the thing. So many of you guys are so close, right? You feel it. You're like, I'm doing the things, I'm affirming, I'm vision boarding, I'm whatever, right? Insert the thing that you're doing, but you just feel this blockage. You feel this resistance. Maybe it's within your business, right? Maybe you feel plateaued, or maybe you know, whatever, like you know, if this is you that I'm talking to, that this is going on for you. Now there's a couple things, right? I made a video about this on the new account today where you might be using the wrong manifesting type. This is not human design. No one else teaches this. No one else teaches this. I've literally had people, whether it's this account or the old one, the Luna Ashley, where I talked about this, like, I'm gonna go research it. No, you're not. This is from my guides, okay? And this is how I have built the multiple businesses that I have, the beats to the success that they have, and the people that come close to me and work with me and stay plugged in and do the thing and keep their energy clean, right? We're gonna talk about that. It has to do with your limiting beliefs and clogging your channel and all of those things. The really cool stuff happens, okay? So it's key. But the manifesting type, we're not going to get into that. We do have previous podcast episodes about that. But again, not human design. That has to do with your learning type and style, okay? But very, very, very key. Now, hand in hand with that, though, is what we're focusing on here, and that's your limiting beliefs. What are your subconscious codes? These are all same words for same thing, okay? So your subconscious codes, what's happening on your subconscious level that you are finding within your reality, okay? Now, here's the thing. Why is this hard? These are things that many of you are not aware of, or you don't take it seriously enough if you are. Now, to that, there are some of you guys who are very aware of your limiting beliefs. And if you know what they are, okay, you can let me know, you know, in the comments if you're watching on live. if you're listening to this, that's the way that you're taking in this information. If you're aware of what your limiting beliefs are, know this, because I've coached enough women. I coach some men, but I've mainly like hundreds of women, okay? To know that a few of you are saying, I know it's this, why can't I get over it? And you're so hard on yourself in that area, okay? We're gonna talk about that, but understand this, that awareness of your limiting beliefs is not enough for most of you guys. Now, there's always gonna be an exception to the rule. There's always gonna be somebody who's like, I have an awareness of it and you can just move through it. And that is great, and I applaud you. What I would challenge you to lean into is that eventually you will come across something where it's a repeating pattern, it's a repeating loop that you see happening in your life. You're manifesting a similar situation, a similar person, like the same thing, right? It's like, and eventually it's this, okay, maybe I'm the common denominator. And this is clue. This is, okay, I'm probably dealing with a limiting belief here that I was totally subconscious to. I was totally asleep to. I was totally just zonked out, had no clue until the same bump in the road kept coming until I got jostled awake. Not everybody, you know, and I feel like the word like woke, right? Like it gets kind of this, I don't know, especially on TikTok, and I'm live on TikTok right now. It can kind of be this charm. So don't mishear me, right? But it's this idea that some people literally can keep manifesting the same lesson over and over and over and not get to the root. And that's okay, right? We all have our lessons. We all have reasons why we incarnated. But this, for you listening to this might be the time to go, hey, maybe the common denominator here really is me. Okay. So if that's the case, okay, we're going to talk about finding the limiting belief. And then if you need more support, I'm going to link it down in the description of the podcast. You guys who are watching on live, you can go to the Shmink and Mashmayo. There are limiting belief busting worksheets. If at any time I say something, you're like, I need you to walk me through that more, go check that out. And then the other thing is you're also going to find a 5-day become an energy queen, which is cleaning up your energy. It is really getting to the root of what we are talking about here. And I'm walking you through it. You get lifetime access to that. So anyways, with that, let's go ahead and get into this. We talk about what they are. They're these beliefs that we live out, even though they are limiting us, they are capping us, etc. Okay. Now, how are we going to identify these? Now, I mentioned it today in one of the videos that I made, and I've talked about this before, but I want to bring it up specifically here for you guys, my podcast listeners. It's how you joke around. It's the, I was just kidding. It wasn't that serious. Actually, yes, it was. And I need you to pay attention to who you're surrounding yourself with too, and the things that they say. And I'm not saying like, don't hang out with them. Like we're not going, it's not that conversation, but you can begin to notice it in other people, because it's often easier to see it in other people before you can see it in yourself. So begin to notice when people say things like, well, it must be nice for them, or all the good ones are gone, or yeah, that'd be great. I'd try that manifesting thing, but blah, blah, like fill in the blank, right? Another great one that I mentioned the other day, which you know everything about the operating system, right? And we all know somebody like this. You're like, hey, how's your day going? Oh, just another day. Like, okay, I know everything. I know you say you're joking, but you're not just joking. I'm getting so much information. We're constantly revealing our subconscious hardwiring, that coding, our belief system, in these little jokes, in the little slips, in the little offhanded comments, when you think you're just talking, especially like to a friend, right? Where I can just be really real with them. This is where they're just going to come out and you can go, oh my gosh, look what I just said there about spending money on myself or about investing in myself, whatever it is, about the thing that you desire, right? Watch what you think and say as well around people who have what it is that you say you would like. This for some of you guys might be your view of people who charge for readings. It might be your view on people in relationship, right? And happy relationship? What is your view and your story around that? So we have it in different areas. So I'm going to encourage you to look at different areas and go, what's my story? What do I think about people that I see outside of me? Right? Do I think that they've sacrificed something? Do I think that they're actually deeply unhappy? Do I think that, you know, they're terrible human beings if they are, leading some big organization, whatever, right? What is the story with that? Because that becomes your invitation in. That becomes information as to why this thing is not materializing for you. And this becomes a gift to you where you're able to say, oh, I get to work through that. Let me give you another example, because I coach a lot of people around business. And so I see a lot of people thought, well, I'd have more sales if I had more followers. That sounds rational. It's actually a limiting belief. You don't need more followers. You need more if you're in business, right? You're using social media. What if you want another sale, right? Well, let's just talk business here. It's really easy to illustrate this. You actually don't need 1,000 more followers. You actually just want 10 more sales. You could do that with your 20 followers, right? So again, it's a limiting belief. And I can guarantee you, again, just to illustrate this, that there are people who have less followers than you, but they're making more money. Or if it's not money for you, and examine that. Because I'm saying some triggering things right now on purpose to try and trigger some of your stories. And I don't mean that in like a mental health, like whatever, you know, but like when I say trigger, I mean just to ignite, right? To go, oh, like when she says that, that really makes me feel some kind of way. Well, why? Why is that? Look at that. Why is that that makes you want to scroll away or makes you want to, you know, feel a little uncomfortable. Okay. There's information there for you. Okay. So these are some tips to help you identify as you're moving throughout the day. What is my subconscious programming? And you will identify so many of them. Again, if you go and you get the limiting belief busting worksheets that I have, it's going to guide you through. I think I have a list of like 30 plus just examples, okay, of ideas that's going to get you going. Each one of those, it then takes you through the process, which I'm going to mini kind of guide you through right now. So the next step, once you've identified them, is you have to begin to get committed to busting these, okay, to finding out, is this true? That's the first question I want you to ask yourself when you identify something. Is this true? Is it really true that all the good ones are gone? Is it really true that someone from my background could never, have experience X, Y, and Z? Is it really true? So an example, one that was very true for me was, you know, well, someone who, you know, is a teacher, they just don't live big, you know, big lives. They'll impact their students, sure, but you know, it just is what it is. Like that was my story when I was a teacher before I got out, which is so limiting. And it's not true of every single teacher, right? But I had to bust that. I had to ask myself, is this true? Is this true that this is what my life just has to look like because I'm a teacher and I have to sacrifice some of these other dreams? Okay, so begin unraveling some of your limiting beliefs as you kind of latch onto them and ask yourself the question, is this true? Okay, and what I want you to do with that is to ask yourself, are there exceptions to this story? Are there people who I can identify and get close to? And I don't mean necessarily having a relationship with. Social media is beautiful. You can follow people. You can listen to their podcasts. You can, whatever, right? You can have people mentor you and they don't even know that they're mentoring you. Okay. Just via listening to their lives, listening to their podcasts, etc. Okay. This is what I mean. I need you to find an exception to this story that you are telling yourself. And I use the one about followers and money because that used to be one of mine as well. Right. So I went and I purposefully went and sought out people who had smaller followings, but I knew we're making it happen. Okay. And that was just like, if they can do it, I can do it. Right. And that's when you begin to really bust it. When you have that thought and you're starting to get into this energy, if they can do it, I can do it. If they can do it, I can do it. All right. Now, another question I want you to ask yourself as you're beginning to bust the stories here is, who does this limiting belief serve? Because I can tell you one thing, it does not serve you. It is serving somebody else, okay? It's not serving your highest good, but identifying that. Oftentimes, like spoiler alert, what people will find is this is serving, say, an inner critical parent. This is an internalized dialogue, something you heard as a child, right? Something that very much serves your comfort zone, that your personal experience in your now goes, I have a roof over my head, I have food in my belly, maybe not even consistently, right? But it's keeping me alive. So this is safe. And for me to get out of this, I'm going to have to bust some of my beliefs. And that is very, very, very scary for your brain that just wants to keep you alive. So understanding that, okay, as well. Now, the other thing that I like to ask with what I just said, is this belief based in expansion? Is this an expanding idea? Or is this based in constriction and restriction and separation, right? Where is this coming from? Another way to frame this, is this based in fear? Is this based in love? Okay, some people don't like that wording. Sometimes I like that one, depending on what the belief is. So I offer you both of those, okay? Now, we're gonna get into what do we do? What do we do? You're gonna ask the questions, but the next part is you have to go out. You have to go out there and live in contrast to that story, right? You have to live as though it is true. Now, before this, I highly recommend a write and burn. If you don't know what it is, you need to go get the work, the, which one, where do I explain that? The workbook pages. And I have that. That's specifically in there, the write and burn. And it tells you exactly how to do that. Okay. Write and burn is going to be in there. Highly recommend that. Okay. That you do a write and burn. This is not for some of you guys what you think it is, unless I've like led you through exactly what it is, okay? Write and burn, I highly, highly, highly recommend. Now, with this, because part of that is writing out your new story, it's a living that out. So here's an example. Let's say your story was, let's stick with this followers and money thing because it's simple to illustrate it, even if you're not a business owner. So let's say your story was, okay, well, I just need more followers. The reason my business is where it is because I only have 100 followers, whatever. You go out and you find somebody with, I don't know, 100 followers who's, you know, they got it going on, right? You can tell, like their sales going on. Maybe you have 200, 300, something that's very believable for you still. You go out, you start engaging, following them. Maybe you're in their inbox, maybe you're in their stories. And hey, do you have books you recommend? Do you have podcasts that you recommend? Right? You're becoming like a student just by, you know, watching what it is that they do. What you are going to do to live out the opposite of your story, okay, of that limiting belief story, is to begin to tell yourself that people just like me succeed. People just like me with my same amount of followers are succeeding, and so can I. And then you're going to act as if. So that means you're going to put your art out there. You're going to have your Etsy link out there. You're going to talk about it on your lives and on your podcast. You are going to live out loud as though having 100 followers, whatever it is that you have, is all that you need, right? Like that is it. You've got it. You've already made it. You are going to act as if, you are going to walk in that energy and do the things, okay? And as you do them, the energy will begin to shift and it will begin to ripple, okay? And this is when this magnetism begins to happen, all right, for you. This is how you take the limiting belief story, you identify it, you bust it, but then you have to live it out loud, okay? You have to give yourself time to practice walking in a new way, moving in a new way. This is critical. This is a critical part of the process. And a lot of people will stop at the, oh, okay, the story, and you guys do it in the mental plane, which is so important, that if that's what you've been doing, I know you're manifesting a similar cycle. The worksheets are going to help you. You got to get it into the physical, bust it, write it out. And there's different ways you can do this. You'll walk through some of them right there. Again, if you need more support, you know what to do. But it's so important that once you get through this, you've identified it, you've busted it, that you then identify action that is directly related to what your limiting belief story was, and you take opposite action. That is like the bow. It's not even the bow. It's like, think of a cake, right? Like a three-layered cake. And it, you ordered a three-layered, you can't just do the two layers. You got to have all three for this to really work at the level and the capacity that it is meant to. Okay. So limiting beliefs, guys, I want you to think of this, and I have a straw right in front of me. I want you to think of it like a straw. And when you have them, it's like taking the straw and just bending it over. Like a little bit of the liquid's going to be able to get through. Some things are going to be able to find its way to you. Maybe there'll be some people be like, it works. It's fine. Right. But things move so much more smoothly, quicker, etc. When you have that smooth flowing, right? There's none of the limiting beliefs. There's none of the clogs in the channel. Okay. So limiting beliefs, look at them, bust them, take the opposite action. Guys, find me over on Instagram. I'm at the Luna Ashley. Let me know how this goes for you. And if you end up grabbing those worksheets, tag me over there and let me know what ends up happening for you. It's going to be amazing. All right. Love you guys. And I will see you on the next episode.